You are listening to the Texas Standard.
In July of 2013, 49-year-old Candace Stark donated blood in honor of her mother, who had leukemia. 7 weeks later, she received some news that changed her life forever.
I received a certified letter from the Blood Centers of Central Texas that I had Chagas disease. It came with a letter that stated that I needed to see a health care provider and that I couldn't donate blood any longer.
Chagas is caused by a parasite called Trypanosoma cruzi, also known as T. cruzi. 5 years later, Stark still isn't sure how she got the disease, but she thinks it could have been from the bite of a kissing bug. Kissing bugs have dark-colored backs, sometimes with red or orange stripes on their sides. They range from the size of a penny to a quarter. Stark says she's never seen a kissing bug at her house, but she did find one at her parents' house about a year and a half after her diagnosis.
I sent it in to be tested, and it tested positive for the parasite. So my thought is, as many times as I spent the night over there, perhaps I was actually dinner for one of those bugs over there.
Most people don't know they've been bitten by a kissing bug. And 60 to 70% of people infected with Chagas never experience any symptoms. Others go years without symptoms before they start to show.
The type and species that we have here of the parasite will generally cause heart problems. So an enlarged heart, it could lead to stroke, it could cause heart disease. And sometimes it's misdiagnosed because a lot of physicians aren't looking for that.
Dr. Paula Stigler-Granados is a policy and community health expert at UT Health Houston School of Public Health in San Antonio. She leads the Texas Chagas Task Force. It released a guide that tells all about the bug, the parasite it carries, and the disease it causes.
If a person gets bit by a kissing bug that is infected with the parasite, whenever the insect is feeding, it will defecate. And if the person happens to scratch or itch or rub the feces into the bite wound, that is how people can catch the disease.
Chagas can also affect animals. Dogs in kennels or who sleep outdoors are at the highest risk of being bitten by a kissing bug.
Because of where they sleep and the fact that they sleep on the ground or bite and lick their wounds, we find that they're often more exposed to the parasite, to the disease, and so we find them often to be more infected than people.
Dripping Springs native Sarah Light and I went to high school together. She told me her six-month-old puppy Beretta contracted Chagas 2 years ago.
We never saw her get bit or anything like that. We were outside feeding them. And she was running around playing with the other dogs, and she just collapsed.
Her family called their vet to explain what had happened, thinking it was a heat stroke. The vet told them to bring Beretta inside and to give her an ice bath. But it became clear something else was wrong.
We took her to an emergency vet, and then that's when they told us her heart rate was 350 to 400 beats per minute, and that it's probably Chagas. So she got it day one, and then 2 days later, she passed away at the vet.
Since the passing of her pup, Light has been collecting kissing bugs at home and at work, a dog boarding and daycare facility. She freezes them and sends them to Texas State University so they can study the insects.
I'm not sure about the exact number, but for this year, I know I've collected maybe about 50. You have to kind of look for them. Sometimes they just appear. Sometimes they're like hidden under beds. They're just kind of everywhere.
While there's currently no cure for Chagas, there are antiparasitic drugs that can treat it, with good results. They're now available to physicians in the U.S., but a few years ago, Stark had to petition the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for access.
After many, many blood tests, they approved me to get benzonazidol.
But your best bet is prevention. Move wood piles or brushy areas as far away from your house as possible.
You want to just make sure that you don't have any places where these kissing bugs can go to have a good meal.
Dr. Stigler-Granados also recommends sealing up cracks in your home and having screens on your windows.
If there's anywhere where those large cockroaches can get in from outside, then there's probably a place for a kissing bug to get in. So you want to seal up as many areas as you can.
And keep an eye out for them. If you find a kissing bug outside, you can send it to Texas A&M University to be tested for the parasite T. cruzi. But if you find a bug inside your house, you should send it to the state health department. If you're concerned you've been bitten and infected with Chagas, that can be confirmed with a blood test. In the past several years, there have been 20 human cases of Chagas contracted in Texas. Dr. Stigler-Granados, and people like Stark and Light, who've had personal experiences with the disease. Hope raising awareness about it will prevent physicians from misdiagnosing Chagas, and will keep the number of infected from increasing. For the Texas Standard, I'm Amber Chavez.